All right. Well, good morning, everybody. Hey, everybody listen up this way. If you need to grab a spot, you can come up here under this tent. We've got a little spot here in the trailer, on the truck, wherever you want to go. What's up, brother? You can get started with us. We're going to get started in the Word this morning. Hang here tight with me, man. We're fixing to get started. I'll get with you here in just a few. All right. Happy Easter this morning. Happy Easter, everybody. Yucky weather, but beautiful people gathered around this morning. So we can't come on Easter morning and not get in the Word. I know it's a little inconvenient with the weather today, but please find a dry spot. Hang out, get your umbrella, whatever, and we'll be quick this morning. So we know that it's Easter morning. One of the most famous quotes about Easter morning, Charlie Vifquin. What's up, brother? Why do you seek the living among the dead, right? We know that. Probably not a shock that we would say something like that on Easter morning. But I want to ask you a question this morning. Why is Easter morning so important? If any movie fans out here, kind of all the rage right now is going back. If you're a Marvel, DC guy, it's going back to these origin stories, right? Like the beginning of things. So I want to take you to the thing of asking that question this morning. Easter's origin story, why does it matter? What's the big deal about Easter? I want to take you in Scripture this morning. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. It's talking about the resurrection of Christ. I'm going to read the first 11 verses just real quick. And Paul is kind of talking about the resurrection. And then he's going to get into some very interesting facts on this passage. I want to read it. We'll pray and then discuss it just for a few minutes. So in 1 Corinthians 15, here's what Paul says. Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as first importance what I also received. Listen to this morning. That Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures. Anybody believe that Jesus died in your place this morning? Amen? So that he died according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. And he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive. Again, at this writing, though some have fallen asleep, some had died. Then he appeared to James, then to the apostles. And last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. So Paul's talking about his encounter with Jesus. And he says, for I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace towards me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we preached and you believed. So Paul is talking about this and he's saying that this whole deal that Jesus came, he lived, he died, he was buried, and he arose, right? That is the gospel in a nutshell. You've heard us talk about that over and over. You'll continue to hear. That's why we would even gather on a day like today. You say, why would you come out in the rain? It's because the story of Jesus matters. The story of the empty tomb matters. But then I want to take you to the rest of the story. What Paul is writing here is he had people questioning the resurrection of Jesus. Here's what he says in verse 12. Now, if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there's no resurrection of the dead? But if there's no resurrection of dead, then even Christ has not been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, listen to what he says, then our preaching is in vain and our faith is in vain. We're even found to be misrepresenting God because we testified about God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise. If true, then none of the dead are raised. And he continues on in verse 19. Listen to what he says. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we of all people are the most to be pitied. He's saying if the resurrection of Jesus didn't happen, that we are the most to be pitied. Check this out. I want to tell you this. If Christ is not raised from the dead, I believe two reasons here that Paul is correct. Aside from it being in Scripture, two reasons that Paul is correct, okay? If Christ was not raised from the dead, then number one, he wasn't who he said he was, right? At the very least, he's a liar. At the worst, he is an egotistical maniac, right? He's nuts. He's crazy. He's talking about that he's the Christ and the Messiah. If he didn't truly raise from the dead. And then secondly, if Christ was not raised from the dead, where is our hope? If you look around in today's world, look around in our society, and this is all we have to live for, where is the hope in that? There is no hope if Christ is truly not raised from the dead. Paul says it, if in Christ we have hope in this life only, we of all people are the most to be pitied. It also means this sacrifice wasn't enough, right? That it wasn't counted on our behalf, that there's no hope beyond the grave, and we are still dead in our sins. I got good news this morning. I'm going to close quick this morning, but I want you to hear this. He did live, he did die, and he did raise. He promised us, in fact, that he was going to leave, he was going to be buried, he was going to be raised, but he wouldn't leave us here alone. I was going to go into more detail, but I want to take you to John 14. If you're listening at home, you're still gathered here listening, I want you to hear a couple of things. John 14, he's telling his disciples, I am going to leave this place, but I will not leave you as orphans. I will send an advocate to help you and be with you forever. And because I live, you will live. Listen to this beautiful promise. He continues on. Paul says this in Romans 8. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, and that's what we believe. When you believe in Jesus, the Holy Spirit resides in you. You have the same power of God that raised Jesus from the dead living inside of you if you know Him. And it says, if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through the Spirit who dwells in you. But listen to this. The opposite is true. If the Spirit does not dwell in you that raised Jesus from the dead, He who raised Jesus from the dead will not give life to your mortal bodies through the Spirit who does not dwell in you. It is essential that we believe in the life, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. That is where our hope comes in. Without it, separation from Him awaits. Devil's hell, all that is wrong and evil and opposite of good, but for those who believe. I want you to take hope this morning that as Revelation says that the one seated on the throne, and he's seated on the throne because he's not laying in a tomb. The one seated on the throne, he says this, I am making all things new. Restoration is coming for those who believe. If not, then separation awaits. There is no middle ground. The choice is yours this morning. I want to tell you this morning, I want to close with this. If you believe, I was thinking about a song we used to sing at church growing up, Because He Lives. Because He Lives, I can face tomorrow, and because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future and life is worth living just because He lives. I thought it was better to read that than sing it to you this morning. But if we truly believe that, if we truly believe because He lives, then why aren't we walking in that power? That is great resurrection power this morning. The tomb is empty and the power that raised Jesus from the dead is available to you. The Holy Spirit can live inside of you as well. The choice is yours to believe or not. I choose to believe the tomb is empty this morning. Will you pray with me? Jesus, we thank you for that resurrection power. We thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit that is available to all of us should we choose to believe in you. If not, separation not just here and now, but separation for eternity awaits. I don't want any of my friends listening online, any of my friends that are here, to face that. We want to live a life full of good things and with you. And because the tomb is empty, that is possible. Your sacrifice was deemed that it was worthy, that it took my place, it took my friend's place, a ransom we could not pay. Jesus, you paid it on your cross. Your tomb is empty, and because you live, all fear is gone. Because you live, we can face tomorrow. It gives us hope that we have the Spirit of God living in us, should we choose to believe. Jesus, my prayer is that today and every day, we believe in your life, your death, and your resurrection. Jesus, thank you for your sacrifice. We thank you for this body. We thank you for those listening at home online. We pray your blessings over each person. And we pray that each, if they don't know you, come to know you today. If they do, that you just renew our hope in the everlasting promise and the sacrifice of Jesus that you made on the cross. We love you and we thank you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, guys.